The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello everyone, and it's a special occasion whenever people gather together to meditate. And thank you for being part of this gathering and kind of a collective focus on meditation for these next 30 minutes. And I would like to suggest that you imagine something for this next meditation. Or perhaps if imagining isn't quite right for you, that you assume. Or perhaps if this is something you already know, that you remember. And that is that your ability to know things in a simple way, to be aware, to be conscious of what's happening, in its simplest possible ways, before interpretations and stories, reactions, just the simplest awareness, is able to be aware, it has enough space, is big enough to be aware of things as part of being aware, part of the field of consciousness. As opposed to the tendency for consciousness, knowing, awareness, to be limited by what it knows. That we kind of lean into the thing that we're focusing on, whether it's thoughts, ideas, feelings, things in the world that we see. That consciousness gets narrowed down, contracted, and almost as if it lives inside of whatever it's focusing on and is limited by it. It's trapped by it, caught by it, attached to it, preoccupied with it, and that, and so then awareness becomes as small as what it knows. But in fact, awareness it can be feel like much more spacious. It has lots of room, or if you don't like the metaphor of space and size, then the awareness can always remain free of what is known. It doesn't have to lean into it. It doesn't have to be defined by it. We don't have to be caught in what we know. What we know can just be part of consciousness, part of what we know, but it doesn't become everything. And that's closely related to the idea of identity, because part of what can create a sense of identity is when consciousness, awareness, knowing kind of leans into, holds on to, narrows itself into a particular ideas, even if they're accurate ideas. We inhabit those ideas rather than ideas and thoughts and who our experiences inhabits awareness. So the suggestion for this meditation is that whether it's using a single word that kind of precedes every act of knowing, every act of being aware. And that's the word with, W-I-T-H. And when you're saying this to yourself, you're saying that you're aware with the inhale. You're aware with the exhale. You're aware with a thought. You're aware with an emotion. You're aware with a desire. You're aware with some aversion or frustration. You're aware with anxiety. And the word with is suggesting to the mind, the heart, that whatever you're aware of does not define you, does not define consciousness or awareness, doesn't have to limit your freedom. And so the word with is meant to kind of open you up a bit or loosen you up, or it's just a part. The word with implies, well, this is just part of the big picture. It's not it. The mind doesn't have to make it the thing that we're caught in for right now. It's just part of awareness, just part of this world. It's consciousness with these. And see if the word, just adding the word with, doesn't it creates maybe space in the mind, stillness in the mind, openness in the mind, spaciousness, a little bit of freedom, less, or it could be simply less locking into things, getting glued to things. There's so much more here always than what awareness gets locked into. And by simply saying with, maybe kind of opens it up a little bit and unlocks the knowing. And also keeps things very simple, returning to a simplicity of knowing. Just this, without being defined by it, leaning into it, or even pulling away from it, which is also a kind of over-involvement in terms of awareness, in terms of getting collapsing into something. So I hope what I say makes sense. So to start, giving some care to the posture for your meditation, finding a posture that works for you, but also works for you to help you feel a little more alert, awake, present. A posture that where you're too comfortable and you kind of sink into kind of too much relaxation. It might be nice in the short term, but not in the long term. And relaxing your eyes, relaxing your gaze, and perhaps closing your eyes. Feeling the contact of your body and its weight against whatever surface it's resting against. And as you take a few long, deep breaths, maybe there's a subtle way in which the pressure against that surface increases with the deeper breaths. And if it does, imagine you're becoming rooted to the present moment here and now. And letting your breathing return to normal. And spend a few moments here on the exhale, relaxing any place in your body where you feel tense, tight, muscles are, where the muscles can relax and soften. And then becoming aware of your breathing. And for a few rounds of breath, you might even say the word with as shorthand for being aware with the inhale, being aware with the exhale. being aware. And being aware intimately, intimate awareness of breathing in and breathing out. But it's not the full picture. It's not the totality of awareness. Awareness holds. Doesn't lean into or limit itself with it. And similarly, if there are thoughts that arise in the sitting, or feelings, emotions, sounds, see if the word with can help you have the experience of that the awareness is able to hold, contain whatever is happening, because awareness is bigger, or more peaceful, or less identified. It's just awareness with thoughts, awareness with feeling. One breath at a time. Here, now. Whatever you're aware of, recognize it, that awareness is aware with it, so that your knowing doesn't become it. You don't become it. It's just a piece of the bigger picture. Whatever you're thinking or concerned with, it's just one aspect of life with it. And as we come to the end of this sitting, if you can appreciate your capacity to be aware with things, with experience, perhaps you can feel or know that knowing, awareness, being conscious, can hold things without being caught in them. There's lots of room to know without leaning into it or without reacting to things, without being defined by them in any way or without implying anything about oneself. It's just known, and there's lots of space just to know. And perhaps at the end of this sitting, you can imagine or allow your awareness to become so large, so open, that you can receive the suffering of the world in whatever way, whatever particular way that comes to mind, comes to heart, and to recognize that now you're aware with this suffering. You don't become the suffering. You don't lean into it or be defined by the suffering. But maybe you can make your heart as wide as the world. And part of the wonderful benefit of not clinging to anything, not holding on to anything, not resisting anything, is that we can become the witnesses. We can become the eyes of the world, witnesses to what's happening. So important to have people know the suffering of the world. Aware with suffering, with awareness as wide as the world, even bigger, can hold it. And then from the heart, maybe there can come the wish to live for the welfare and happiness of this world. And that if all who suffer, may their suffering end. All who suffer, may they be safe and peaceful. That all who suffer, may they know that there is compassion and care, that they're not alone in their suffering. And may it be that they are, all who suffer, become happy and free. And may we, each of us in our own way, contribute to that. Thank you.